Chapter 2. The Indian Ford. The sad-looking house and the people inside it had a bad reputation. Tom's wife was a tall, strong woman with a temper. She had a loud voice and a rude way of speaking. People often heard Tom and his wife shouting at each other within the house. This conflict was not just kept to words either. People in town, on occasion, would see bruises on Tom's face. But no one tried to interfere with the warring couple. Lonely travelers walking by on the road would often hurry past their house. From the road, people could hear horrible shouts and the sounds of fighting. If they were single, they would thank God that they had not gotten married. One day, Tom Walker made the long walk into town. On the way back, he tried to take a shorter way home. He thought it would be faster to go through the swamp. Walking through the swamp was not a good idea. It was thickly covered with tall, dark trees. Some of them were 90 feet high. Even in the middle of the day, it was dark there. There were deep holes full of soft mud covered with weeds and moss. It was a dangerous place to walk. A traveler could fall into a deep hole full of terrible black mud at any time. There were also dark pools of water. In the water lived strange creatures. Dead trees lay in the water, looking like huge animals sleeping. Tom walked carefully through this dangerous forest. He tried to walk near the trees and step on places where there was grass to avoid falling into the deep mud. Sometimes he walked carefully, like a cat, along the dead trees to cross the pools. From time to time, he was surprised by the sudden noise of an animal. Sometimes it was just a duck, flying close over the water. But sometimes it was a strange noise rising from the dark pools of water. After a long walk, Tom arrived on a solid piece of ground. Here there was an old Indian fort. It had been an important fort during their wars with the first white men. The Indians had built high walls and kept their women and children safely there. There was not much left of the fort now. The walls had all fallen down. The forest had taken over again. Trees grew thickly all around. It was late in the evening when Tom Walker reached the old fort. Although it was getting dark, he stopped to rest. Any other person would not have stopped in this lonely, dark place. People were scared of it because of old stories from the Indian Wars. The stories said that the Indians had made human sacrifices there. They said that the Indians had prayed to an evil spirit.